Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, June 28th, 2022. The goal is ambitious, but according to the Berlin Climate Protection and Energy Transition Act, last amended last August, by 2030, all vehicle fleets used by Berlin's public sector are to cease emitting carbon dioxide. A start has been made. The BVLG is gradually converting its buses to electric power, and at the BSR, a large part of their fleet is powered by biogas. The police and fire departments have a particularly large number of vehicles, however, and the departure from the combustion engine is proving difficult. According to the authorities, only 15 of the police force's 2,800 vehicles are purely electric, 21 are powered by natural gas, 9 other vehicles are hybrid-powered, and 6 are plug-in hybrids. The fire department is also only beginning to move away from the internal combustion engine. Of the 1,038 vehicles in the agency's fleet, only 10 are electric. There are 4 hydrogen-powered, and there is 1 plug-in hybrid and 1 natural gas vehicle. Additional funds to advance the conversion to climate-friendly drive technologies were not initially earmarked by the Interior Administration in the 2022-2023 double budget draft. But at the request of Die Grünen, however, the Red-Green-Red coalition has now agreed to provide an additional 5 million euro for the changeover in the fire department and 2.4 million euro for the police. The budget was approved by the House of Representatives in plenary session on Thursday. To prevent increased airport chaos this summer, the German government is planning to recruit temporary support staff from abroad to work at German airports. Per RBB reporting, Labor Minister Hubertus Heil spoke of a four-figure number of temporary employees from Turkey. And in the best case, he said, they could begin working in July. And Federal Interior Minister Nancy Faeser remarked they could be employed in areas including, but not limited to, baggage handling. Minister Heil specified that the federal government wants to prevent any form of social dumping or the practice whereby workers are given pay and or working and living conditions which are substandard compared to those specified by law or collective agreements in the relevant labor market, and are to be paid standard wages and given, quote, decent accommodations for the temporary employment period. According to the Institute of the German Economy, there is a shortage of around 7,200 airport employees due to job cuts during the corona crisis. And as we've reported more than a few times here on Berlin Briefing, repeated problems, including staffing shortages at BER over the past year, have disrupted passenger services and general airport operations. Today, construction work on a new and wider bicycle lane will begin on Müllerstrasse in Wedding. This means that in the future, cyclists should be able to travel more safely on Müllerstrasse between Leopoldplatz and the S and U-Bahn stations. The district is planning to use barriers to separate the bike lane from the moving automobile traffic for a total of 1.3 kilometers. And parking spaces, for example, for delivery traffic, will be made available on side streets. While the construction work is reported to be completed in a month's time, planning for this path has been underway for more than 10 years. District City Councilor Almut Neumann now wants to accelerate its implementation and further planning, and in a press release announced that she would work together with the Department of Streets and Green Spaces to make more rapid progress in the development of bicycle lanes in the future. Neumann took over the office last year. Cars parked on the first construction section from Luxemburger to Triftstrasse were to be moved by yesterday evening at the latest. Otherwise, vehicles will be removed today by the Mitte District Office at the expense of the owners. In response to the G7 summit, climate activists blocked the entrances of the Federal Ministry of Finance in Mitte. According to police, around 40 activists occupied the front entrance yesterday morning, some of whom adhered themselves to the building. In addition, according to police, about 35 people blocked the Niederkirchner Straße in front of the ministry, with 8 people adhering themselves to the roadway, prompting officers to close down the street. The action is part of a series of demonstrations taking place under the title Debt for Climate to mark the G7 summit. Per their press release, the activists are calling for debt relief for countries in the global south and should thereby, quote, be freed from the debt trap, unquote, so that they do not have to extract fossil fuel raw materials. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.